Hi, this is Matt Grant, and you're listening to the Malware Report. On today's show, we have ESET researcher Cameron Camp. Hi, Cameron. Thanks for being here.
Hi, Matt. Good to be here.
I wanted to spend some time getting your thoughts today on how someone can protect themselves online in this ever-changing digital age. So I'm hoping maybe you just have three or four tips that you can give us that we can use to better protect ourselves online. What would be your first tip to our listeners?
Well, Matt, you know, it's kind of interesting because this is a sort of a topic that comes up and it's a continuing conversation. And so as researchers, we sit and think about these things and how are we going to protect, you know, the average person who may not be super technical, but what words, what snack size words of advice would you give me? And I think the first one that comes to mind is if you see a suspicious email, something that just doesn't look right, rather than clicking on the email, rather than clicking on a link, especially if it's on an email, if you just go to the internet directly and type in Facebook, PayPal, etc., if you type that into a browser rather than clicking on your email link, that's going to protect an awful lot of nasty outcomes.
So we hear that a lot, but that is number one, most important, certainly a tool the bad guys know works. So it's very important. Don't click on links in email. As simple as that, right?
Yes, because once you click on the link inside the email, of course, that's going to take you to an unknowable amount of scam sites, and that's where it starts. And of course, it gets worse from there. People get infected. They download malicious software. They get scammed. People, you know, they take their credit cards and they go off. You know, find charges to Moscow.
Exactly. Well, what would your second tip be?
I think my second tip is that if you're out and about and you are at some sort of public Wi-Fi hotspot, and either you don't feel comfortable for some reason, but if you see one that's unprotected by any kind of encryption, well, that basically means that anyone else sitting in that coffee shop, in that cafe, can fairly easily intercept your communications, store it for later, intercept and get your username, passwords. They basically can snoop an awful lot of your personal information, especially if you have your sharing set up in such a way. They may even have access to your documents or can really certainly make your life much more difficult.
So would you advise not to use free public Wi-Fi at all? I mean, when businessmen and women are traveling at the airport, oftentimes this is, a very convenient time to check email, etc. Or would you just limit what you do on public Wi-Fi?
Well, first of all, I think in the corporate world, you in some cases you have to access, your corporate infrastructure from the road, and that's there. I think you probably want to access it through some sort of encrypted service, whether it's VPN. People have corporate VPNs. There's some kind of encryption. If the wireless access point has some kind of encrypted connection or a code that you have to type in, you're going to be a lot more safe.
Great. And what about your third tip?
I think the thing that comes to mind for me is that a lot of people, you see a lot of people's accounts getting hacked. And the reason why we find that is because somebody's using the same password, their dog, their cat, their address, their birthday, across, multiple accounts, 4, 5, 6, 10, 15 accounts, and doing things like putting it on a post-it note right beside their monitor. And I know it's difficult to remember that many username and passwords, but if I get one key, then I've got most of your keys with small variations. And there's programs that can test for small variations and get into an awful lot of your accounts. So if I get into your Facebook account, I could probably use a variation and get into your Twitter account because it's more convenient to remember. It's also more convenient to hack.
No, absolutely. And that's a great tip and one that, is so important that we need to reiterate it. And I think, what would your advice be on a password manager or some sort of tool to help build complex passwords?
This is sort of like eating healthy. I mean, I know I should eat nothing but sprouts and rice cakes, but I don't. And so I think the advice is to find something that works for you. You can get some either USB based password managers. You can get some things that remember the passwords on your own computer, and they have sort of a master password thing. Different browsers have the ability to remember your passwords and then have a master password across them. So it makes it easier for you to use, and yet much more difficult for scammers to get in.
Great. And then obviously just one last point that I think is always worthwhile is just to remember to put a password on that device before it can even be unlocked in the case that it might be lost or stolen.
Well, sure. You don't want to make things really easy for the scammer. So absolutely, you throw a password on there. You're set. You got it across all your devices and you should be good to go.
Great. Well, Cameron, as always, thanks so much for the tips and advice. If you have any questions, feel free to email him at askeset@eset.com. You can also like and follow ESET on Facebook for the latest news. This has been Matt Grant, and you're listening to the Malware Report.